Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. We told you on Monday morning, I believe, the day after Kobe Bryant was tragically killed with his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people in the helicopter crash in Southern California. We told you that while his body and his dead daughter's body and the seven others' bodies were still lying in the ground in the hills of Southern California, dead, that there was a comedian who tweeted something really negative about Kobe Bryant. And then he made a video about it. And then the death threats came. The comedian's name is Ari Schaffer, and I guess he's best known as being the best friend of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, who the mixed martial arts guy who made a lot of money with the UFC, and he's got his own podcast now. And the comedian, Ari Schaffer, said that Kobe Bryant's death came 23 years too late, or because he's a rapist and he should have been killed when he raped the woman in Denver, Colorado. And he was saying, you know, good job, helicopter pilot, for not gassing up the helicopter. And I mean, Kobe, again, this just happened. He did this on Sunday. And after that, and as we mentioned, it wasn't even a joke. He was basically going to the bathroom on Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who died in the helicopter crash. Even though he didn't mention the seven other people, the bodies were still warm on the ground, dead while he was doing this. Well, after he did that, death threats came in and his agency dropped him. Because when you have an agent and you have people who represent you, he was dropped by his agency. He was supposed to perform Tuesday night in New York City at a place called New York Comedy Club. And he was set. He was there. He was going to go on. But death threats were coming in. And they canceled his show about a half hour or an hour before he was supposed to go on. And they had to call the New York Police Department to come in and check things out at the comedy club. But it's never good for any business, especially a comedy club, when you're supposed to laugh and have a good time, when death threats are coming in on the telephone. And so it's looking like this guy pretty much is losing everything. And he has since tweeted saying that it was just a joke. Every time a beloved celebrity dies, I post some horrible bleep about them. I've been doing it for years now. I like destroying gods. And right now, and right when a famous person dies, they're at their most worshipped. So as a response to all the outpouring of sympathy on social media, I post something vile. It's just a joke. I don't really hate any of the people. So now he's backpedaling a little bit, saying that every time someone famous dies that he does this. And this is the first time I've ever seen or heard anything from him.
I don't get the humor in it, though, if it's just a joke. He said he has this thing about tearing down gods, and people are at their most worshipped when they die. So, but what's the funny in that? What's the humor in tearing down somebody that's beloved and make the vile comments about them after death. That's the part I don't get. What's the punchline? What's the premise? That these guys are worshipped right after they die, but I'm going to do something the opposite of what everybody else does. I'm going to tear them down and say vile things about them. Ha ha, that's funny. That should get laughs. That part isn't, I don't get the joke in that.
Yeah, there really wasn't a joke in that. He was just going number one and number two. He was going to the bathroom on Kobe Bryant. And so anyways, it looks like his, we'll see. Just remember the name, Ari Shaffer. If anything happens with him, people are not happy about what he said and did. ABC News suspended one of their correspondents over his initial inaccurate report saying all of Kobe Bryant's children were on that helicopter. They suspended him over that. I mentioned that on Monday morning when we came in after the Sunday helicopter crash. The first reports, guy named Matt Gutman, the chief national correspondent for ABC News, erroneously reported that all of Kobe Bryant's children were on the helicopter. And remember how Kobe Bryant's wife found out about...
Yeah, through TMZ. TMZ broke the news before the authorities.
She was online, and she was on TMZ, the website, and TMZ. That's how she learned that her husband and one of her daughters was dead. And now, so again, that a bigwig, a reporter with ABC News, has been suspended for that. And now the Walt Disney heir is taking some heat. Abigail Disney, who we've talked about before on this show, she swiftly called Kobe Bryant a rapist right after this happened. It's like a woman who wrote for a Washington newspaper the day it happened called Kobe Bryant a racist. She got suspended, but now she just got her suspension ended, and she's back.
Okay, so...
I guess there's a time and a place for everything.
A texter just said, it's freedom of speech. Let it go. You're ruining my day. Quit hitting us over the head with it. I mean, it is freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of consequences for your speech. You can say whatever you want and not get arrested. But once you do say something, you have to deal with the consequences of what you say.
Well, so, texter, there's no such thing as freedom of speech without repercussion, and that's what we're seeing in the wake of...
Freedom of speech doesn't mean you can say whatever you want and with no consequences. It just means you don't have to go to jail for anything that you say. You don't get arrested. Like, nobody's taking his rights away from what he's saying. But corporations have the right to pull his shows. Corporations have... The people have the right to respond how they want, other than making death threats, though. You can't make death threats to a guy.
But, all right, I just wanted to bring that up. There's still more fallout there, and like I said, with the rape case, there's no doubt he did sex with that woman. He says it was consensual out in Denver, Colorado. And then when the trial started, she didn't show up to testify, so that case got thrown out. And then in a civil trial, he wrote her a check, and I don't know how much money he paid her, but and that was that. So. Hey, coming up, our mayor, LaTuita Cantrell, she's not happy with what the city council is doing in regards to the collapse, the partial collapse of the partially built Hard Rock Hotel. We'll explain. And we have a very special guest on the show tomorrow. One of the biggest newsmakers of the last 2 years will be on our radio show tomorrow. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And tomorrow on our show, we're going to have on one of the biggest newsmakers in the last 2 years. Stormy Daniels will be on our show tomorrow morning. She's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's going to be at House of Blues. And I think she'll have her clothes on. It's called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels. And that's tomorrow night at House of Blues. We have more information on that on our website at bayou957.com. But before she does that, she will be on our show tomorrow morning. And it should be interesting. I look forward to talking to the Baton Rouge native, Stormy Daniels. You would think that she's probably the most famous or infamous porn star as we sit here this morning.
She's up there with Jenna Jameson and probably Mia, most likely. But she's more famous not because of her porno, just because of what's been going on the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, when you're trying to take the president of the United States down, that's how you become not only nationally famous but internationally famous. So I guess she's again, I don't know what the Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels show is.
I'm very interested in figuring that part out. That seems interesting.
And we'll find out that and a lot of other things tomorrow. Yeah, there's a few specific questions that I'm going to ask her, and we'll find out how that goes tomorrow morning. Stormy Daniels live on our show tomorrow morning. Should be interesting. How about all of the car break-ins in New Orleans? Car break-ins are up over 100% over the last year than they were the previous year. As a matter of fact, it's so bad in New Orleans, there's a glass shop that fixes car glass. And the owner says he's fixing anywhere from 15 to 20 shattered windows a day. He's getting repeat customers, and it's getting so bad now, the owner of this glass shop in New Orleans is offering a monthly deal. Because he's seen some of the same people come in, because these car thieves now in New Orleans, they're hitting the same neighborhoods, the same streets, and they do the smash and grab. They break the windows.
Yeah, I was confused at first when you said that it was car theft. So I thought they meant like Grand Theft Auto, like they're getting away with the car. So I was like, well, how do you get repeat customers if the car is stolen? But it's a smash and grab deal.
Yeah, Coleman, the owner of Jazz Auto Glass, says he's seeing some customers for the second and third time, which led him to offer a monthly deal. And you know, we've seen this all over the city, seen it a lot in Lakeview, in that neighborhood, where it's a every night occurrence where several cars are being broken into, and the way they're doing it, again, they're smashing the window, one of the windows on the cars, and then they're looking in to see if they can grab anything, and then they take off.
It's amazing how that number rises. With nowadays we have the camera doorbells where people can monitor their houses much easier, like through their cell phone, because a lot of people have these new doorbells now that whenever there's movement, it tracks what's going on.
Yeah, now like, they can watch their home being robbed.
Yeah.
From work or wherever they happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz Auto Glass here in the city of New Orleans. It's on South Broad Street. That's the place that the owner of Jazz Auto Glass, Leonard Smith, says cars are constantly coming in. He says, quote, we're fixing 15 to 20 a day. And he says, I feel terrible. And that's why he's giving people a monthly deal. You know you have an issue when your car is getting broken into so much that you now have a monthly deal at an auto glass shop here in the city of New Orleans. And it's not just in the city, up in Mandeville. Well, just I was just reading 7 cars just got broken into all in the same area. And it used to be when people broke into a car that they would see something inside the car as they're walking by, and then they would look for an open, unlocked door or something like that. Now, they're just breaking windows.
Yeah, here's the thing. Cars are so advanced now that you can bring all of your stuff in the house, but there's still stuff inside the car that's installed, and like the stereo GPS and all that that's installed in the car now that's just as valuable as the stuff you would bring to your car from to your house.
Yeah, a few years ago when I had a convertible, I came out to my car in the Central Business District one morning here in New Orleans, and my convertible top was cut with a knife.
Yeah.
Right down the middle. All for a couple of quarters, I guess, that were in the cup holder there.
I had my car broken into, like, I had a GPS in there, the old ones that you had to plug in on the window, and they did it in between me going to the car, forgetting something in the house, walked in my house and walked out, and it was gone. That's how quick it was. So I was going to my car, I was going somewhere, and I said, oh, wait, I forgot whatever I forgot, and I walked inside, walked back out, and my GPS was gone. That's how quick it was.
Well, now you got a glass shop offering a monthly deal because so many cars are getting broken into, and not just once. You got repeat customers. That's pretty frustrating. All right, coming up on the show, our history-making mayor, LaTuita Cantrell, is not happy with the New Orleans City Council, what they just decided to do yesterday, and we'll tell you why coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday on the show, and I believe the day before also, we had mentioned how our history-making mayor here in the city of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, and she's history-making because she's the first female mayor the city has ever had. And I call her LaTuita because she loves Twitter. And she tweets and retweets and likes things and shares things and does all kinds of things on Twitter. But she made some news because she said she didn't want the New Orleans City Council to investigate, to look into why the partially built Hard Rock Hotel collapsed almost 4 months ago now. And there are still 2 dead bodies in there 4 months later. And LaTuita came from the city council. She was a city council person before she was mayor of New Orleans. And that had me scratching my head. I'm thinking, why would the mayor not want the city council to investigate, to look into what happened with the collapse of a partially built building, which should never happen. And now the city council yesterday formed a special committee to investigate the Hard Rock Hotel collapse.
Finally.
So that, yeah, I mean, again, here we are. It's almost 4 months later. The big eyesore, the pile of rubble, is still sitting there. So many of the businesses around there have been really hurt because cars can't drive by there, and they're not getting the foot traffic that they once did. It really hurt a lot of small businesses right around there.
Now, her statement yesterday said that she didn't want city council to get involved because city council plus her her administration, they're not contractors, they're not engineers. And if they're not going to help in those type of ways, all they're going to do is hurt, because there's already going to be a lot of litigations. A lot of people already have lawsuits stacked up.
There's already investigations happening. But
exactly.
So what?
So her reasoning is city council's involvement in the investigations are just going to pile more onto what, you know, the stuff that they already have going on, and it's not going to help any. It's going to hurt more than it already has. That's where her statement said.
Look, all we want and need to know is why this building collapsed. The developers, did they cut corners? Did they try to go around things that most other builders have to go through when they're dealing with City Hall, the idiot box here in New Orleans? Are there going to be people in City Hall, the idiot box, underneath LaTuita Cantrell, who, I don't know, took a bribe, or who looked the other way, or who did whatever, committed some sort of crime to let the developers develop that building without going through all of the proper channels, and that's why the building collapsed? As I said yesterday, if I were in charge, if I was the history-making mayor, if I was LaTuita, I would want anybody and everybody who wants to investigate and find out what happened. And so, again, about 4 months after that hotel collapsed, the Hard Rock Hotel, the New Orleans City Council is now joining a long list of investigations into what happened. They said they're gonna form that special committee, and that's what they're gonna look at. Meanwhile, in another story, we had mentioned on the show over the last couple of days how the developers of the Hard Rock Hotel that collapsed, they contributed to this mayor, LaTuita Cantrell's political action committee, and they also they donated to her campaign.
Cha-ching.
And so some people wonder if there's a conflict of interest there. And this hotel collapse, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the defining moment of this mayor's first term. Because we're sitting here now about 4 months later, nothing has changed. There are still two dead bodies there. One of them, who we actually saw the legs last week after a tarp blew off, but they were able to get up there and put another tarp over that body.
But she said she didn't want to politicize it, though. See, she wants to make this whole ordeal like strictly engineering, construction, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to either controlled, implode the building and some sort of way recover the remains of the bodies. And she believes city council's involvement is only to politicize this entire ordeal.
Well, these last couple of things that I just told you don't look good. It doesn't make her look good when she's telling the city council, do not investigate. And now come to find out that the developers were campaign contributors to her campaign, and they contributed to her political action committee as well. As they say, the optics are horrible. She doesn't look good.
Yeah, but before we could get into the whether she there's something shady going on, before we get into why she doesn't want city council to investigate and try to figure out what's the connection between Hard Rock and her, can we just get the bodies down first? Let's prioritize.
I know.
You know, like, this is all well and good. Yes, great. City council's finally investigating. Well, let's prioritize, do something with the bodies, do something with the building. Then we could get into the whole paper and pen bureaucracy side of it, you know?
This has to be historic, Coleman. Anywhere in the United States in recent history where there's been an accident, there's been an incident, in this particular case, of a partially built hotel collapsed, where dead bodies have sat in that same spot for 4 months. I can't imagine that happening anywhere else in a first world country, which the United States of America is. But there are parts of New Orleans and things about New Orleans that aren't very first world.
Yeah.
So Stay tuned. But the news is the city council now, they're forming the special committee to investigate the Hard Rock collapse, and you could add them to the list of people who are looking into that and investigating that horrible situation. Coming up on the show, LSU's basketball team, they're really good this year. I don't know if they're as good as their football team, but they're still undefeated in SEC play. And who knows what the limit is for that group. They got a good coach, got in trouble last year, but now he's out of trouble and he's back. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So one of the people running for president to try to beat Donald Trump later this year is former New York City mayor and one of the richest men in the world, Mike Bloomberg.
New York City!
And I remember when he was mayor of New York City, he wanted to make it a law where restaurants could not have salt shakers on their tables. He wanted to make it a law where you could only buy a certain amount of soda at one time. You couldn't buy, if he got his way, you wouldn't be able to buy any more than, I believe, 12 or 16 ounces.
It was
16 ounces of soda at once. And he tried that, and there were pizza shops like Domino's saying, what do you mean we can't sell a 2-liter bottle of Coke, a cola with the Pepsi? I mean with the pizza. What do you mean we can't sell a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi with this? He's a guy that wanted to tell you how to live your life. Well, now he's running for president, and he made some news over the last few hours because he had a commercial. And he was eating ice cream, and this is what he said.
Where's my ice cream? Ah, thank you. Big gay ice cream is the best.
Big gay ice cream is the best, he said. And a lot of people didn't know what that was. The people on Twitter were like, that's cringeworthy. What's he doing talking about big gay ice cream? And we were wondering, what was he doing? And we looked into it, and that's an actual brand of ice cream. Isn't that right, Coleman?
Yeah. People on Twitter thought that he was pandering to the LGBT community, which he may have been, but Big Gay Ice Cream started out as an ice cream truck in New York, and now they expanded to almost Baskin-Robbins proportions. Their stores, they have their own flavors that they can sell in stores, but... And the big gay ice cream truck, it seems to be very LGBTQ friendly, and their van is all rainbow color. So, but that's the actual name of the company, though, Big Gay Ice Cream.
So, and it had me scratching my head. Wow, this is what he's doing now?
But it'll be like a politician here supporting like Zatarain's, or because it's a local to them. To him, it's a local company. Just like the chili from Cincinnati, or like Zatarain's.
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Upset some people.
Yeah,
there,
Big Gay Ice Cream is just a local New York ice cream company that expanded to Philadelphia.
Well, if the name of the ice cream is Big Gay Ice Cream, they better be LGBTQ friendly.
Or very, very happy. Extremely happy ice cream.
But I don't understand the logic here. He's running for president. He's not running for mayor again, or he's not running for anything in New York or Philadelphia, if that's where this big gay ice cream is out of.
Well, he put it on Twitter. It's meant to be a local ad. It just so happened he put it on Twitter, and Twitter's, you know, anybody that follows him on Twitter. So if it was local, that had just aired on local television, they would have got it. But since he put it on Twitter, everybody in the nation saw it, so they got it out of context of what he meant. Like, big gay ice cream. Oh, he's trying to pander to the LGBT community when he was really doing something locally.
What surprised me most, I mean, the guy who wanted to rid restaurants of salt shakers and wanted people to only be able to buy 16 ounces of sugary drinks and sugary sodas, and you couldn't buy any more than that if it was up to him, he's eating ice cream.
Yeah. Hypocrite.
And a commercial. That was pretty surprising.
It is a small cone, though, so it wasn't like more than, it wasn't a big tub of Bluebell ice cream size. You know?
It was a small cone of big gay ice cream.
Yep.
Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call the segment, Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. It's time for us to look at today in history, and we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
January 30th. It was today in 1973.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
After recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, the band Kiss performed their very first show as Kiss tonight in 1973. At a small club up in Queens, New York. And I don't think that was the first of their many farewell tours, because they're still on another farewell tour as we speak here all these years later. But Kiss played their first gig as Kiss tonight in 1973. January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1988. During a court case involving the lead singer of the band Frankie Goes to Hollywood and their record label, it was revealed that Frankie Goes to Hollywood, they didn't play on their two biggest hits. Their biggest hits, Relax, that was the biggest hit they ever had, Relax, Don't Do It. They also had a hit in a song called Two Tribes. But during a court case, found out that the guys in the band, they weren't the ones who played on that song. Experienced session musicians played on that. And again, that happened today in 1988. That was just a little bit before the whole Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, well, it's common. It's actually a common custom in music studios and when you're recording that record labels have their own in-studio session band members, and lead singers will come record songs using those band members, and then the band that the lead singer sings with will have to learn those songs later, because it's cheaper for the record label to use their own studios and their own band members and their own production instead of getting a guy with a band to come in and use the studio.
Well, Coleman,
it saves them money.
It just kind of sucks when a band is known for one or two songs and they didn't even play on those one or two songs.
It happens more often than you think, I'm quite sure.
January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, this totally sucks. It was today in 1980. The great New Orleans pianist, Professor Longhair, died of a heart attack at the age of 61. You know, Professor Longhair, he was great. And, you know, you could listen to some of his music today, and it still sounds fantastic. That's how you know music is really great, when you can listen to something that was recorded 50 years ago or whatever, and it still sounds really good, like it could have been recorded 2 weeks ago.
Yep. I still listen to Beethoven.
And January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1972. Today was Bloody Sunday in Northern Ireland. 13 unarmed civil rights demonstrators are shot dead by British Army paratroopers in an event that becomes known as Bloody Sunday. And then U2 had a big hit with their song Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and that was about what happened today in 1972. The protesters, they were all Northern Catholics in Northern Ireland. They were marching in protest of the British policy of internment of suspected Irish nationalists. So Northern Ireland was having an issue with the rulers of Northern Ireland, the Brits. And so this is what happened. Again, 13 people were killed, 17 were wounded. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And that totally sucked. And then one other thing, finally, it was today in 1948. Gandhi was assassinated and killed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was an Indian lawyer. He was an anti-colonial nationalist. And he employed nonviolent resistance to lead the successful campaign for India's independence from British rule.
And he also had an awesome fashion sense.
The Mahatma. But here's the Brits again. If it wasn't Northern Ireland on Sunday Bloody Sunday, it was they were having a problem with India and they're wanting independence from them. And an assassin took out a peaceful leader, a guy who history looks very fondly upon.
But see, not I'm noticing millennials now, they're going back in time. They're saying Mahatma Gandhi wasn't that great of a guy. He was a sexist. He treated women really bad. You know, you have those segments of society that takes every hero, every political figure, every religious leader, and they have to find something to demonize him with. And that's Mahatma Gandhi. They say he treated women really, really bad.
Well, a couple of his most famous quotes, he said, where there is love, there is life. And he also said, an eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind. Gandhi. And that totally sucked, too. And that's what happens sometimes during this segment. Things that happen on this day in history totally suck. But that's a segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on our show tomorrow, we're going to have someone on our show who was one of the biggest headline grabbers, not just in America over the last couple of years, but all over the world. We'll explain. We'll tell you who that is. Going to be on the show tomorrow. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to have one of the biggest newsmakers on the planet over the last couple of years on our show tomorrow. Stormy Daniels. She's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's going to be at the House of Blues doing something called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels. Now, she made her name as a porn star, but I'm sure at the House of Blues she's going to have to keep her clothes on. Tomorrow night she's got a show, Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels at the House of Blues here in New Orleans, and we're going to have her on the show at 9:00 tomorrow morning. I know I have a few specific questions that I would really like to get the answers from her. And if there's something that you would like to know, if there's a question that you would like me to ask, text it to us. Our text line is 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet.
Standard data and message rate supply.
And yeah, and please don't text while you're driving. If you want, put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. What would, if you could ask Stormy Daniels any question, what would it be? I'll tell you right now what I want to know.
I wouldn't say nothing just in case they're listening in sport and they could think of the answer. I think it would be best if we just do it live. Because I have a few questions that's swirling around in my head. But if there's people listening, they could give her the heads up and she could prepare her answer instead of getting it right on the spot.
Oh, okay.
All right, I think that'll be the best approach.
Yeah, I have a few questions that I want to get the answer to. She's gonna be here. That should be something tomorrow.
All right, here's what we do. Well, tonight, you know, when you go home and I go home, we should like research her body of work for show prep. You know, go through her history, see you know her skill sets, her performance. You know, just to bonus up and get ready for the interview tomorrow so we could be prepared.
When you say research, you mean watch?
That's, you know, I'm quite sure she has some content online that we could use as a reference. So we can use that as, you know, try to get, you know, bonus up, get prepared, get experience, learn more about her measurements.
Well, she's from Baton Rouge.
See, I didn't know that. That's why we have to go do some research tonight.
So she grew up. All right. So, if you want to, if there's anything you want me to ask her, text it to us. But like I said, I've got a few questions that I just want to get the answer, because she's gone back and forth on a couple of things, and it looked like she was fine with Trump for a decade, and then all of a sudden when he became president, she wanted to take him down. There's a few things that I want to try to get to the bottom of. So that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Stormy Daniels.
on our show, and I look forward to that. Coming up on the show, LSU's basketball team is really good. I don't know if they're it's going to be difficult to be as good as their football team this year, but their basketball team remains undefeated in SEC play. And even though their coach got into some trouble last year, he got suspended. When he came back, guy looks like a winner, and LSU basketball could go a long way this year. We'll tell you about that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to have one of the biggest newsmakers on the planet over the last couple of years on our show tomorrow. Stormy Daniels. She's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's going to be at the House of Blues doing something called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels. Now she made her name as a porn star, but I'm sure at the House of Blues she's going to have to keep her clothes on. Tomorrow night she's got a show, Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels at the House of Blues here in New Orleans, and we're going to have her on the show at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I know I have a few specific questions that I would really like to get the answers from her. And if there's something that you would like to know, if there's a question that you would like me to ask, text it to us. Our text line is 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet.
Standard data and message rate supply.
And please don't text while you're driving. If you want, put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. What would, if you could ask Stormy Daniels any question, what would it be? I'll tell you right now what I want to know.
I wouldn't say nothing just in case they're listening in sport and they could think of the answer. I think it would be best if we just do it live. Because I have a few questions that's swirling around in my head. But if there's people listening, they could give her the heads up and she could prepare her answer instead of getting it right on the spot.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think that'll be the best approach.
Yeah, I have a few questions that I want to get the answer to. She's gonna be here. That should be something tomorrow.
All right. Here's what we do. Tonight, you know, when you go home and I go home, we should like research a body of work for show prep. You know, go through a history, see you know her skill sets, her performance. You know, just to bonus up and get ready for the interview tomorrow so we could be prepared.
When you say research, you mean watch?
That too. You know, I'm quite sure she has some content online that we could use as a reference. So we can use that as, you know, try to get, you know, bonus up, get prepared, get experience, learn more about her measurements.
Well, she's from Baton Rouge.
See, I didn't know that. That's why we had to go do some research tonight.
So she grew up. All right. So, if you want to, if there's anything you want me to ask her, text it to us. But like I said, I've got a few questions that I just want to get the answer, because she's gone back and forth on a couple of things, and it looked like she was fine with Trump for a decade, and then all of a sudden when he became president, she wanted to take him down. There's a few things that I want to try to get to the bottom of. So that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Stormy Daniels. On our show, and I look forward to that. Coming up on the show, LSU's basketball team is really good. I don't know if it's going to be difficult to be as good as their football team this year, but their basketball team remains undefeated in SEC play. And even though their coach got into some trouble last year, he got suspended. When he came back, guy looks like a winner, and LSU basketball could go a long way this year. We'll tell you about that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And are you going to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday? I know some Saints fans are still very frustrated, and they're thinking about doing something else on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I'm going to watch the game. I'm bummed out that the Saints aren't playing in it, but going 13-3 this year. And it's interesting, the Super Bowl this year, it's in Miami, and that's where the Saints won their Super Bowl a decade ago. And I was doing another radio show in New Orleans 10 years ago, and we were down in Miami on Radio Row for the week leading up to the Super Bowl. It's bringing back some memories right now. I remember having a good time down there. Yeah. Well, it would have been something if the Saints made it back, and what a coincidence. What are the odds? Miami, again. But this year's game, I'm a big sports fan. I'll be watching. This year's game looks like it should be a good game. Who do you like? Do you like the San Francisco 49ers, the team that came into the Superdome at the end of the regular season and beat the Saints in that crushing loss?
I think I'm in that camp where I hope they both lose.
Or do you like the Kansas City Chiefs? Something very interesting just happened. The point spread just went up a half a point. And I'll tell you why. The point spread, ever since the conference championship games ended, the point spread was set at the Kansas City Chiefs being a one-point favorite over the San Francisco 49ers. And it was like that for a week and a half until yesterday. The point spread went up to 1.5 points. Kansas City is favored over San Francisco by 1.5 now. Why did it go up a half a point? Because yesterday somebody walked into a casino in Las Vegas and bet $550,000 on the Chiefs. Okay. And that bet was so big that that's how that works, that they move the point spread up a half a point. I mean, imagine you have to give them the cash to make the bet. So someone had $550,000 that they brought into a Vegas casino, and they put it down on the Kansas City Chiefs -1. And then after that bet was made, the Kansas City Chiefs, the point spread went up a half a point.
Is there a strategy involved in this, or you think this guy really believes? Yeah. You think he purposely made that bet to make the point spread a little bit higher and up at a half a point? Because I know there's ways around that experienced gamblers play these little financial games like that for stats.
Well, Coleman, there's a strategy in Vegas raising the point spread a half a point because they want to have about the same amount of money bet on both teams. And then Vegas makes all of their money on the juice, the vig, the 10%.
Right.
That's how they make their money. So when someone comes in with $550,000 into a casino and they go into the sports book room and they plop it all down on the counter, they say, I want to bet that on the Kansas City Chiefs -1. Well, right after that bet came in, the Kansas City Chiefs are now -1.5. And it might not seem like that big of a deal, but that's how that works. As far as the gambler, does he have a strategy? He liked the fact that Kansas City was only a one-point favorite, and he bet $550,000 on Kansas City. He might have thought the point spread might have gone up a little bit, but it didn't affect his bet.
And the way that works is, as long as Kansas City beats San Francisco more than 1.5, he pretty much wins the...
Yeah, this guy has to... Kansas City has to win... Now, remember, he got -1, and it was okay after the bet that it went to -1.5. So they have to win by more than 1 point.
Right. Okay. I'm following it.
And look, I think it's going to be a good game. The last thing I would want to do is bet against Patrick Mahomes because he's so good. But San Francisco has a great defense. This is a classic case of a great defense against a great offense. The old line, something's got to give. What do you believe more in? And in the NFL, especially in the playoffs and the deeper it goes, I always lean towards the defense. I always say that the defense usually beats the offense. A really good defense will beat a really good offense. Much like in baseball, a really good pitcher usually beats a really good hitter.
So on the spot right now, feet to your fire, who are you going with? Who are you going with? Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I've been thinking San Francisco for a week and a half, but like I said, it's very difficult for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes. He just seems like he just seems like a winner. And then and some of the plays he makes, the throws he makes, the trouble he gets out of, he's something else. I don't know. If I'm leaning towards what I just told you, I like the San Francisco 49ers, but it's very difficult for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, I got you.
I would always lean towards the great defense prevailing over the great offense. So we'll see what happens. It should be an exciting game on Super Bowl Sunday, but I just thought it was interesting how a guy walked in yesterday, dropped down over $500,000, $550,000, made that bet on the Kansas City Chiefs, and the point spread went up 0.5 point.
Imagine having that much disposable income to just drop down on the game, just chance. I'm fantasizing about that right now.
Yeah, that must be nice. All right, coming up on the show, I got to get to LSU's basketball team. Speaking of sports, they're still undefeated in SEC play. They look like they can go a long way this year, and their coach got in trouble last year. He got suspended, and it was kind of shocking. He even came back this year. I mean, he was on tape, on a recording, allegedly, talking to a player about paying off a player to go to LSU, but he's back, and they're doing really well this year. Another big win last night. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Every time I hear that song, that's the song that we used. We have a band that does stupid song parodies. We're called the Ass Clowns. We've been on hiatus for a little while. But that song right there was the song that we used when the new restaurant on South Claiborne Avenue opened up, Chicken and Watermelon. That's the name of the restaurant. It's called Chicken and Watermelon. And we were so excited about it because I went in there a couple of times. The wings were fantastic. That our band, the Ass Clowns, did a song parody about Chicken and Watermelon, the restaurant.
Chicken and Watermelon is my favorite restaurant. It's on South Claiborne Avenue. Chicken and watermelon is all I want. Whether it's 8 p.m. or high noon, I just love chicken and watermelon. I just love chicken and watermelon. 17 sauces are off the hook, including Boogie, Bird, and Jerk. Man, these people can really cook. The Obama punches will quench your thirst. I just love chicken and watermelon. Yeah. I love chicken and watermelon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got those pipes going over there, John.
It's our band, the Ass Clowns. Have you been over there?
Of course.
It's fantastic.
I've been there once. After I heard your song, actually. When you did that song, it made me want to go to Chicken and Watermelon, and I went there.
Well, we did that song right after it opened up because I used to live in Broadmoor. And when I would drive downtown, towards downtown on South Claiborne Avenue, one day I'm at a red light. And I looked over and I saw a big sign that said Chicken and Watermelon. And I said, really? Because I'd been driving by there for a while. I'd never seen that. So it was a new restaurant. And if you go over there, just be careful because it's not the greatest neighborhood around there. But I mean, it's right on South Claiborne Avenue. And it's real good stuff. It just got me excited about Chicken and Watermelon. All right. Coming up next, we've got to get to this. LSU's having a great basketball season. They're the only undefeated team right now in their conference in SEC play. They had another big win last night. And their coach is fantastic. Even though it looked like he was going to get kicked out of Baton Rouge last year, he was suspended. We'll explain everything coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. It's time for us to look at today in history, and we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
January 30th. It was today in 1973
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
After recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, the band Kiss performed their very first show as Kiss tonight in 1973 at a small club up in Queens, New York. And I don't think that was the first of their many farewell tours, because they're still on another farewell tour as we speak here all these years later. But Kiss played their first gig as Kiss tonight in 1973. January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1988, during a court case involving the lead singer of the band Frankie Goes to Hollywood and their record label, it was revealed that Frankie Goes to Hollywood, they didn't play on their two biggest hits. Their biggest hits, Relax, that was the biggest hit they ever had, Relax, Don't Do It. They also had a hit in a song called Two Tribes. But during a court case, found out that the guys in the band, they weren't the ones who played on that song. Experienced session musicians played on that. And again, that happened today in 1988. That was just a little bit before the whole Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, well, it's common. It's actually a common custom in music studios and when you're recording, that record labels have their own in-studio session band members, and lead singers will come record songs using those band members, and then the band that the lead singer sings with will have to learn those songs later, because it's cheaper for the record label to use their own studios and their own band members and their own production instead of getting a guy with a band to come in and use the studio.
Well, Coleman,
it saves them money.
It just kind of sucks when a band is known for one or two songs and they didn't even play on those one or two songs.
It happens more often than you think, I'm quite sure.
January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, this totally sucks. It was today in 1980. The great New Orleans pianist, Professor Longhair, died of a heart attack at the age of 61. You know, Professor Longhair, he was great. And, you know, you could listen to some of his music today, and it still sounds fantastic. That's how you know music is really great. When you can listen to something that was recorded 50 years ago or whatever, and it still sounds really good, like it could have been recorded 2 weeks ago.
Yep. I still listen to Beethoven.
And January 30th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1972. Today was Bloody Sunday in Northern Ireland. 13 unarmed civil rights demonstrators are shot dead by British Army paratroopers in an event that becomes known as Bloody Sunday. And then U2 had a big hit with their song Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and that was about what happened today in 1972. The protesters, they were all Northern Catholics in Northern Ireland. They were marching in protest of the British policy of internment of suspected Irish nationalists. So Northern Ireland was having an issue with the rulers of Northern Ireland, the Brits. And so this is what happened. Again, 13 people were killed, 17 were wounded. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And that totally sucked. And then one other thing, finally, it was today in 1948. Gandhi was assassinated and killed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was an Indian lawyer. He was an anti-colonial nationalist. And he employed nonviolent resistance to lead the successful campaign for India's independence from British rule.
And he also had an awesome fashion sense.
The Mahatma. Yeah. But here's the Brits again. If it wasn't Northern Ireland on Sunday, Bloody Sunday, it was they were having a problem with India and they're wanting independence from them. And
and an assassin took out a peaceful leader, a guy who history looks very fondly upon.
But see, not I'm noticing millennials now, they're going back in time. They're saying Mahatma Gandhi wasn't that great of a guy. He was a sexist. He treated women really bad. You know, you have those segments of society that takes every hero, every political figure, every religious leader, and they have to find something to demonize him with. And that's Mahatma Gandhi. They say he treated women really, really bad.
Well, a couple of his most famous quotes, he said, where there is love, there is life. And he also said, an eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind. Gandhi. And that totally sucked, too. And that's what happens sometimes during this segment. Things that happen on this day in history totally suck. But that's a segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on our show tomorrow, we're going to have someone on our show who was one of the biggest headline grabbers, not just in America over the last couple of years, but all over the world. We'll explain. We'll tell you who that is. Going to be on the show tomorrow. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to have one of the biggest newsmakers on the planet over the last couple of years on our show tomorrow. Stormy Daniels. She's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's going to be at the House of Blues doing something called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels. Now she made her name as a porn star, but I'm sure at the House of Blues she's going to have to keep her clothes on. Tomorrow night she's got a show, Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels at the House of Blues here in New Orleans, and we're going to have her on the show at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I know I have a few specific questions that I would really like to get the answers from her. And if there's something that you would like to know, if there's a question that you would like me to ask, text it to us. Our text line is 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet.
Standard data and message rate supply.
And please don't text while you're driving. If you want, put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. What would, if you could ask Stormy Daniels any question, what would it be? I'll tell you right now what I want to know.
I wouldn't say nothing just in case they're listening in sport and they could think of the answer. I think it would be best if we just do it live. Because I have a few questions that's swirling around in my head. But if there's people listening, they could give her the heads up and she could prepare her answer instead of getting it right on the spot.
Oh, okay.
All right, I think that'll be the best approach.
Yeah, I have a few questions that I want to get the answer to. She's gonna be here. That should be something tomorrow.
All right, here's what we do. Well, tonight, you know, when you go home and I go home, we should like research a body of work for show prep. You know, go through a history, see you know her skill sets, her performance. You know, just to bonus up and get ready for the interview tomorrow so we could be prepared.
When you say research, you mean watch?
That too. You know, I'm quite sure she has some content online that we could use as a reference. So we can use that as, you know, try to get, you know, bonus up, get prepared, get experience, learn more about her measurements.
Well, she's from Baton Rouge.
See, I didn't know that. That's why we had to go do some research tonight.
So she grew up. All right. So, if there's anything you want me to ask her, text it to us. But like I said, I've got a few questions that I just want to get the answer, because she's gone back and forth on a couple of things, and it looked like she was fine with Trump for a decade, and then all of a sudden when he became president, she wanted to take him down. There's a few things that I want to try to get to the bottom of. So that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Stormy Daniels. On our show, and I look forward to that. Coming up on the show, LSU's basketball team is really good. I don't know if it's going to be difficult to be as good as their football team this year, but their basketball team remains undefeated in SEC play. And even though their coach got into some trouble last year, he got suspended. When he came back, guy looks like a winner, and LSU basketball could go a long way this year. We'll tell you about that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to have one of the biggest newsmakers on the planet over the last couple of years on our show tomorrow. Stormy Daniels. She's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's going to be at the House of Blues doing something called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels. Now she made her name as a porn star, but I'm sure at the House of Blues she's going to have to keep her clothes on. Tomorrow night she's got a show, Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels at the House of Blues here in New Orleans, and we're going to have her on the show at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I know I have a few specific questions that I would really like to get the answers from her. And if there's something that you would like to know, if there's a question that you would like me to ask, text it to us. Our text line is 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet.
Standard data and message rate supply.
And please don't text while you're driving. If you want, put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. What would, if you could ask Stormy Daniels any question, what would it be? I'll tell you right now what I want to know.
I wouldn't say nothing just in case they're listening in sport and they could think of the answer. I think it would be best if we just do it live. Because I have a few questions that's swirling around in my head. But if there's people listening, they could give her the heads up and she could prepare her answer instead of getting it right on the spot.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think that'll be the best approach.
Yeah, I have a few questions that I want to get the answer to. She's gonna be here. That should be something tomorrow.
All right. Here's what we do. Well, tonight, you know, when you go home and I go home, we should like research a body of work for show prep. You know, go through a history, see you know her skill sets, her performance. You know, just to bonus up and get ready for the interview tomorrow so we could be prepared.
When you say research, you mean watch?
That too. You know, I'm quite sure she has some content online that we could use as a reference. So we can use that as, you know, try to get, you know, bonus up, get prepared, get experience, learn more about her measurements.
Well, she's from Baton Rouge.
See, I didn't know that. That's why we had to go do some research tonight.
So she grew up. All right. So, if you want to, if there's anything you want me to ask her, text it to us. But like I said, I've got a few questions that I just want to get the answer, because she's gone back and forth on a couple of things, and it looked like she was fine with Trump for a decade, and then all of a sudden when he became president, she wanted to take him down. There's a few things that I want to try to get to the bottom of. So that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Stormy Daniels. On our show, and I look forward to that. Coming up on the show, LSU's basketball team is really good. I don't know if it's going to be difficult to be as good as their football team this year, but their basketball team remains undefeated in SEC play. And even though their coach got into some trouble last year, he got suspended. When he came back, guy looks like a winner, and LSU basketball could go a long way this year. We'll tell you about that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And are you going to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday? I know some Saints fans are still very frustrated, and they're thinking about doing something else on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I'm going to watch the game. I'm bummed out that the Saints aren't playing in it, but going 13-3 this year. And it's interesting, the Super Bowl this year, it's in Miami, and that's where the Saints won their Super Bowl a decade ago. And I was doing another radio show in New Orleans 10 years ago, and we were down in Miami on Radio Row for the week leading up to the Super Bowl. It's bringing back some memories right now. I remember having a good time down there. Yeah. Well, it would have been something if the Saints made it back. And what a coincidence. What are the odds? Miami, again. But this year's game, I'm a big sports fan. I'll be watching. This year's game looks like it should be a good game. Who do you like? Do you like the San Francisco 49ers, the team that came into the Superdome at the end of the regular season and beat the Saints in that crushing loss?
I think I'm in that camp where I hope they both lose.
Or do you like the Kansas City Chiefs? Something very interesting just happened. The point spread just went up a half a point. And I'll tell you why. The point spread, ever since the conference championship games ended, the point spread was set at the Kansas City Chiefs being a one-point favorite over the San Francisco 49ers. And it was like that for a week and a half until yesterday. The point spread went up to 1.5 points. Kansas City is favored over San Francisco by 1.5 now. Why did it go up a half a point? Because yesterday somebody walked into a casino in Las Vegas and bet $550,000 on the Chiefs. Okay. And that bet was so big that that's how that works, that they moved the point spread up a half a point. I mean, imagine you have to give them the cash to make the bet. So someone had $550,000 that they brought into a Vegas casino, and they put it down on the Kansas City Chiefs -1. And then after that bet was made, the Kansas City Chiefs, the point spread went up a half a point.
Is there a strategy involved in this, or you think this guy really believes? Yeah. You think he purposely made that bet to make the point spread a little bit higher and up at a half a point? Because I know there's ways around that experienced gamblers play these little financial games like that for stats.
Well, Coleman, there's a strategy in Vegas raising the point spread a half a point because they want to have about the same amount of money bet on both teams. And then Vegas makes all of their money on the juice, the VIG, the 10%.
Right.
That's how they make their money. So when someone comes in with $550,000 into a casino and they go into the sports book room and they plop it all down on the counter, they say, I want to bet that on the Kansas City Chiefs -1. Well, right after that bet came in, the Kansas City Chiefs are now -1.5. And it might not seem like that big of a deal, but that's how that works. As far as the gambler, does he have a strategy? He liked the fact that Kansas City was only a one-point favorite, and he bet $550,000 on Kansas City. He might have thought the point spread might have gone up a little bit, but it didn't affect his bet.
And the way that works is, as long as Kansas City beats San Francisco more than 1.5, he pretty much wins the...
Yeah, this guy has to... Kansas City has to win... Now, remember, he got -1, and it was okay after the bet that it went to -1.5. So they have to win by more than 1 point.
Right. Okay. I'm following it.
And look, I think it's going to be a good game. The last thing I would want to do is bet against Patrick Mahomes because he's so good. But San Francisco has a great defense. This is a classic case of a great defense against a great offense. The old line, something's got to give. What do you believe more in? And in the NFL, especially in the playoffs and the deeper it goes, I always lean towards the defense. I always say that the defense usually beats the offense. A really good defense will beat a really good offense. Much like in baseball, a really good pitcher usually beats a really good hitter.
So on the spot right now, feet to your fire, who are you going with? Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I've been thinking San Francisco for a week and a half, but like I said, it's very difficult for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes. He just seems like he just seems like a winner. And then and some of the plays he makes, the throws he makes, the trouble he gets out of, he's something else. I don't know. If I'm leaning towards what I just told you, I like the San Francisco 49ers, but it's very difficult for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, I got you.
I would always lean towards the great defense prevailing over the great offense. So we'll see what happens. It should be an exciting game on Super Bowl Sunday, but I just thought it was interesting how a guy walked in yesterday, dropped down over $500,000, $550,000, made that bet on the Kansas City Chiefs, and the point spread went up 0.5 point.
Imagine having that much disposable income to just drop down on the game, just chance. I'm fantasizing about that right now.
Yeah, that must be nice. All right, coming up on the show, I got to get to LSU's basketball team. Speaking of sports, they're still undefeated in SEC play. They look like they can go a long way this year, and their coach got in trouble last year. He got suspended, and it was kind of shocking. He even came back this year. I mean, he was on tape, on a recording, allegedly, talking to a player about paying off a player to go to LSU, but he's back, and they're doing really well this year. Another big win last night. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Every time I hear that song, that's the song that we used. We have a band that does stupid song parodies. We're called the Ass Clowns. We've been on hiatus for a little while. But that song right there was the song that we used when the new restaurant on South Claiborne Avenue opened up, Chicken and Watermelon. That's the name of the restaurant. It's called Chicken and Watermelon. And we were so excited about it because I went in there a couple of times. The wings were fantastic. That our band, the Ass Clowns, did a song parody about Chicken and Watermelon, the restaurant.
Chicken and Watermelon is my favorite restaurant. It's on South Claiborne Avenue. Chicken and watermelon is all I want. Whether it's 8 p.m. or high noon, I just love chicken and watermelon. I just love chicken and watermelon. 17 sauces are off the hook, including Boogie, Bird, and Jerk. Man, these people can really cook. The Obama punches will quench your thirst. I just love chicken and watermelon. Yeah. I love chicken and watermelon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got those pipes going over there, John.
It's our band, the Ass Clowns. Have you been over there?
Of course.
It's fantastic.
I've been there once. After I heard your song, actually. When you did that song, it made me want to go to Chicken and Watermelon, and I went there.
Well, we did that song right after it opened up, because I used to live in Broadmoor. And when I would drive towards downtown on South Claiborne Avenue, one day I'm at a red light, and I looked over, and I saw a big sign that said Chicken and Watermelon. And I said, really? Because I'd been driving by there for a while. I'd never seen that. So it was a new restaurant. And if you go over there, just be careful, because it's not the greatest neighborhood around there. But, I mean, it's right on South Claiborne Avenue. And it's real good stuff. It just got me excited about Chicken and Watermelon. All right. Coming up next, we've got to get to this. LSU's having a great basketball season. They're the only undefeated team right now in their conference in SEC play. They had another big win last night, and their coach is fantastic. Even though it looked like he was going to get kicked out of Baton Rouge last year, he was suspended. We'll explain everything coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. LSU's basketball team. They look like they are going to go a long way this year. They won again last night. They beat Alabama last night. They whooped them. They're now 7-0 in conference play. They're 16-4 overall. And, you know, their coach, the fact that he's back this year is something. His name's Will Wade. And if you remember last year, they had a good season going. And then he got suspended for the rest of the season last year because supposedly his voice was on a recording talking to a prospective player and talking about paying that prospective player to
$1 million.
Well, it wasn't that much, but and so that's why he was suspended for the later part of last season. And remember, they had a good team, but then they just kind of went out. They got into the tournament, and they just kind of fizzled out without their coach. Well, he came back this year. He got his job back. And he seems like a real good college basketball coach. And I know this is football country down here, but their basketball team looks like they are really, really good, and they could, this could very easily be a Final Four team for LSU's basketball team. Could you imagine that? Coming off of their historic football season, where I have said and others have said that wasn't just the best LSU football team of all time. That was the best college football team of all time. How many college football teams beat 7 teams in the top 10?
Not that many.
Like LSU did this past year. And they had the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. The guy was literally unstoppable. You could barely even slow him down, let alone stopping Joe Burrow. And so coming off of that historic football season, here's their basketball team. They're looking real good, and it looks like they're getting better every game. And just keep an eye on the LSU Tiger basketball team, because they look like they're for real.
You do the brackets in March?
Yeah, well, we've always done the brackets. And again, the work pool here at work, but no money, of course. It's just all for fun.
And
any money that was going around was all going to charity.
Okay.
But the March Madness brackets.
That'll be pretty interesting to see next month how it all plays out.
Yeah, LSU looks like they're for real this year, and again, I'm happy that their coach came back. I don't know how Will Wade came back. I mean, if you're on tape, if you're recorded, trying to pay a prospective high school basketball player to come to your college, and you were suspended for that, and now suddenly you're back this year, and it's like, okay, that was last year.
That's the difference between audio and video. See, if it was the video that went along with the audio instead of just the audio, a case could have been made. Yeah, we see you saying it, but since it's audio, that could have been anybody's voice, even though it probably was his voice. It can be anybody's voice. You can manipulate audio to that, man, or somebody could imitate your voice. So that's probably what happened with that. I'm just speculating. I really don't know.
Well, no, he seems to be really good. He seems to be a great coach. He's got this team winning, and
how Pal's looking. You've been keeping up with him. I've been having to work, so I haven't been keeping up with the games as much as I want. But I know they had a game in against
Cleveland the other night. Yeah. They easily beat Cleveland. Cleveland stinks this year. The Pelicans are looking really good. The future looks bright. Zion Williamson is back, and he's living up game after game after game. He's living up to all of the hype of being the number one overall pick.
Not a little bit I did see while I was at work. It seemed like Drew Holiday is becoming a bully. Like he's really trying to get, like he's pushing people off of him. He's making sure he's making a statement every time he makes a play.
You know, Drew Holiday is a really good player, although his big issue is the end of games. The final minute or two, he doesn't usually do well.
He's not clutch.
No. Drew Holiday would never be called clutch. And they've paid him the maximum amount of money to be a guard on this team. And for much of the game, he's a good player. But the last couple of minutes of games, but the future does look bright for the Pelicans. And I'll say it right here, because if you look at their standings, and not a whole hell of a lot was expected out of them for this year. This is Zion's first year. He's still a 19-year-old kid, even though now he is a major attraction in the NBA. The Pelicans will make the playoffs this year.
Oh, you're saying it right now?
Yeah, they're only about 4 games out. Even though they're 10 games under 500, they're only about 4 games out of the playoffs. Now that they got Zion, you look at their schedule. The schedule doesn't look very difficult. The Pelicans should sneak in and get that 8th spot this year. And then probably lose in the first round of the playoffs, but it'd be a great start to the Zion Williamson era.
So in the fantasy world, then after this season, they dump Gentry and get the LSU basketball coach. instead as a replacement.
I'll tell you what, Coleman, you're onto something. Will Wade, that LSU basketball coach, seems like he knows a lot more about what he's doing than Alvin Gentry, the career loser, the NBA career loser coach, who's currently the coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. That guy just does not believe in playing defense, and I would take Will Wade to coach the New Orleans Pelicans any day over Alvin Gentry. And then Will Wade could offer to pay players as much as he wants to pay them to come to the Pelicans, because you're allowed to do that in the NBA, unlike what happened to him last year in Baton Rouge with LSU. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. So the other day, federal authorities just discovered the longest running drug smuggling tunnel from Mexico into the United States. And they just... I'm looking at pictures of this thing. This thing is incredible. And I have a tough time with the fact that they just discovered this now. We know that drugs have been coming in illegally across our Mexican border forever. And just the other day, they found this tunnel, which starts in Tijuana, Mexico. And that's right over the line from San Diego County, California. I mean, it's right over the line. This tunnel starts in Tijuana, Mexico, about 250 feet south of the border. Okay? And it travels underground 4,309 feet into San Diego County, California. It is not only massive, it's equipped with air ventilation. It has electricity. It has an extensive rail and cart system. And it even has an elevator at each entrance. This drug smuggling tunnel from Tijuana, Mexico to San Diego County, California is nicer than some people's homes.
That's some fantastic. I'm looking at the pictures now. That's some fantastic ingenuity they got going on there.
How is this just discovered now? I mean, it is such a sophisticated tunnel, and dude, it's got...
How much you want to bet the people that built this tunnel can get those bodies off the Hard Rock Hotel?
I know, and we live in a city where a partially constructed hotel partially collapsed 4 months ago, and nothing has changed, and there are still two dead bodies up there 4 months later. Meanwhile, look at the tunnel that they're building from Tijuana, Mexico, into San Diego County, California. Again, you would think with the problem, drugs coming across the Mexican border, that so much of that area would already have been looked into, would have been looked at. And this is a tunnel, again, that started 250 feet south of the American border, and it's a 4,309-foot tunnel that has elevators, it has air ventilation, it has electricity. I think they have a nice cooling system, a refrigerator, freezer.
And the most impressive thing, I wonder how long that tunnel been there, because it's near the San Andreas fault line. So an earthquake would seem to, if there was an earthquake of any magnitude, whether it's a light one or a massive one, it would destroy the infrastructure, but still, I'm looking at it right there. Seems secure. There's an elevator. There's some lights. There's lamps. And it's underground near a fault line. That's the most impressive part about this whole tunnel.
Boy, you would have thought the majority of that area around there would have been looked into by our authorities. And if they're just finding this, you wonder how many other tunnels, really sophisticated tunnels that you could live in if you needed to for a while, are going underground between the Mexico and United States border. Boy, that's something. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans.
It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And tomorrow on the show at 9 o'clock, we are going to have Stormy Daniels on because she's going to be in New Orleans tomorrow night. She's got a show. It's called Naughty Night with Stormy Daniels, and it's going to be at the House of Blues. And if you want more information on that, you can check our website, bayou957.com, to find out what that's all about. But since she's going to be around, she's going to be on the show tomorrow. And I've got a few specific questions I know that I'm going to ask her. And earlier in our show this morning, I asked you if you had any questions that you wanted me to ask Stormy Daniels to text them to us. The problem is, though, there's not one of these questions that I'm looking at that I could actually read on the air.
They are good, though. We would just have to reword them to make them radio worthy whenever we do talk to Stormy. We have to censor a few of them.
She was one of the most famous or infamous people, not only in the United States, going back a year now, but all over the place. And she's from Baton Rouge. She grew up in Baton Rouge. And she will be on our show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Stormy Daniels. And it'll be interesting to see what she has to say about a few things, because her stories, especially with the president, is just going back and forth a couple of times, and get to the bottom of it with Stormy. Since it's just about 8:35, it's time for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Fight over shrimp in Pittsburgh lands two women in jail. Two women were hurt. Not only were they hurt, one of them was stabbed in the face with scissors over a bag of shrimp inside of someone's home in Pittsburgh. 46-year-old Nandine Bell told police she was buying a bag of shrimp from 55-year-old Pamela Freshley the other day around lunchtime, around 12:30 in the afternoon. And she was buying this bag of shrimp from this other woman inside of a house in Pittsburgh. The women started arguing. Ms. Freshley took the bag of shrimp back and walked away. According to the police report, Ms. Bell tried to get the shrimp back, and Ms. Freshley pulled out a pair of scissors. So then Ms. Bell grabbed a stick and started hitting Ms. Freshley.
Paya!
At some point, Ms. Freshley cut Ms. Bell in the face with the scissors. So this woman stabbed another woman in the face with scissors over a bag of frozen shrimp.
So the shrimp deal going wrong. Either the money wasn't matching up or the amount of shrimp wasn't matching up. But there was some kind of discrepancy that caused the argument.
I'm trying to get to the more details, Coleman, in the story. Ms. Freshley then spit on Ms. Bell.
Oh.
And yelled about wanting to stab her in the eye with the scissors. Ms. Bell then told police that Ms. Freshley came at her with a stick after the shrimp sale. And she was the one who was cut. That's why she had the scissors, and that's why she took the scissors and had to stab the other woman in the face with the scissors. I mean, this is 12:30 in the afternoon in someone's house in the middle of the week in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know, when I do some of these stories, the dumbest thing I read all morning, it makes my life sound so boring when you see what some of these other people are doing.
That's not the kind of excitement I want to invite in my life. I mean, I like shrimp, but not to the point where I want to stab somebody with scissors.
So one of the women was taken to the local hospital in Pittsburgh where she was treated for a cut to her face with scissors, a stab wound to her face with scissors. And then the other woman went to another hospital because she wanted to have her arm evaluated. Maybe her arm got hurt when she was stabbing the other woman in the face with the scissors. Maybe she threw out her arm. Maybe it was a big pair of scissors and some sort of arm-shoulder injury.
Did anyone go to jail afterwards?
Well, they both did, and the woman who stabbed the other one with the scissors in the face, her bail was set at $20,000. Meanwhile, the woman who picked up a stick and was beating the other woman with the stick, her bail was only $5,000.
Okay, that's pretty dumb.
So one woman stabbing another woman in the face with scissors over a bag of shrimp in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Earlier in the show, I mentioned how a guy walked into a casino the other day in Las Vegas, and he bet $550,000 on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Cha-ching!
Minus one, the Kansas City Chiefs one-point favorite. After he made that bet, the line went up a half a point. Now the Kansas City Chiefs are favored by 1.5 points. But they have a bunch of proposition bets every year for the Super Bowl. And these are bets you could legally make, again, in Las Vegas, and they have tons of them. And proposition bets are bets like, who's going to win the coin toss? Is the coin toss going to land on heads or tails? Things like that. Which player will score the first touchdown? But one of the coolest proposition bets that I've seen this year is you can bet how many players in the Super Bowl will throw a forward pass. The number is set at 2.5. So you could bet either under 2.5 players will throw a forward pass or over 2.5 players will throw a forward pass. And if you look at that bet, you know, the first thing you're thinking of, well, only the quarterbacks throw forward passes. There's one quarterback on each team. And so you're thinking, all right, that's two people will throw a forward pass. That's why the number is set at 2.5. You can bet either over 2.5 people will throw a forward pass or under 2.5 people will throw a forward pass. But if you start thinking about it, if there's one flea flicker, you know, one play where one of the teams, they pitch it back to the running back, and the running back looks like he's going to run, but then he stops, and then he throws a forward pass down the field, there goes that bet. If there's an injury to one of the quarterbacks, and one of the quarterbacks has to come out of the game, and then another quarterback comes in, and then he throws a forward pass, that's three people throwing a forward pass, and that would be over 2.5 people. And I just couldn't imagine betting on that proposition bet, how many players are going to throw a forward pass, either over 2.5 players or under 2.5 players. I couldn't imagine betting on that and then sitting there for, because they have the long halftime, you're talking about 4 to 5 hours now, and just sitting there, would you really be able to enjoy the game, all the action that you're seeing, if you're just sitting there waiting for the entire game to see, especially if you bet, let's say, over 2.5 players, you're waiting for a flea flicker. You're waiting for a halfback option, or you're waiting for something like that, or you're waiting for one of the quarterbacks to get hurt, so another quarterback comes in and then makes it. I couldn't imagine.
Imagine the degenerates that vote on what color the Gatorade is going to be that gets poured on the coach, how long they have to wait for that. Whether it's orange or blue or lemon-lime Gatorade.
I've seen that one, too.
That's craziness.
You know, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about the proposition bets for Super Bowl Sunday's game, because some of them are very interesting. But like I said, I mean, if I made that bet on how many players are going to throw a forward pass, either over or under 2.5 players, you got to sit there all game long. And are you really enjoying what you're seeing, all of the action? Or in the back of your mind, you're just waiting whether you bet under 2.5 players. Oh, God, I hope these two quarterbacks are the only ones for the entire game that are going to throw a forward pass. Or if you bet over, boy, I hope one other guy, whether it's a halfback or whether there's an injury or whatever, and you're waiting the entire game just for that. I think that would take a little bit of the enjoyment out of watching the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I just know I'm going to risk it all this year on grape Gatorade.
You think grape's going to be the flavor?
I'm risking it all.
Isn't it usually
my house?
Isn't it
car,
usually when mortgage. they throw Coleman, when they throw the Gatorade over the coach's head? Isn't it always either lime green or orange?
I'm fingers crossed. Grape. This year is the year of grape Gatorade.
You're going with grape this year?
Yep.
All right, coming up next on the show, it's our commercial free ride, and we'll tell you that the New Orleans City Council did something that the mayor, LaTuita Cantrell, is not happy about, and there are so many cars being broken into in New Orleans, in and around New Orleans. We're going to tell you what one glass business here in New Orleans is offering. You're not going to believe this. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7. And thanks for listening to our show. Ginty is next. Ginty. Music Notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30. Remember, Stormy Daniels will be on the show tomorrow morning here on Bayou 95.7.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.